Okay, today's shiur is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas Avram ben Haravyona HaKohen. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Tezvav. We are holding on daf Yud Daled Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing the concept of Yesh BeYediyah B'Tchila Basof and what's called V'ne'elam, what's called having forgotten something. So the Gemara discussed what if Ne'elmu Mimenu Hilchos Tumah, a person didn't was unaware of Hilchos Tumah. Is that called Yesh BeYediyah B'Tchila or is it not called Yesh BeYediyah B'Tchila? We are holding four lines into the wide lines on Daf Yud Daled Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, or asks the Gemara, by Rabbi Yirmiyah Ben Bavel Shalal Eretz Yisrael. What if you have someone who's not from Israel, a Ben Bavel goes to Eretz Yisrael, V'ne'elam Mimenu Mikdash Mahu, and he simply doesn't know where the Makom HaMikdash is. So what's going to be the din then? So is that considered a yediyah that he had betchila, or is that not considered a yediyah? So Ali B'deman says the Gemara, I Ali B'Rabbi Akiva D'bay Yediyah betchila Halom V'Chayval Halom Mikdash. If you're asking within Rabbi Akiva who requires that you have a yediyah betchila, well, Rabbi Akiva says anyway that you're not going to be chayav for Halom Mikdash. Rabbi Akiva Shita in our Mishnah was that since it says we darshan that you're only chayev on helim tuma, you're not chayev on helim mikdash to begin with. So that's a moot point according to Rabbi Akiva. The only one who requires that you need yediyah betchila holds that you're not going to be chayev anyway for helim mikdash. So it's a non-issue. And yelibit to Rabbi Shmuel the mechayev al helim mikdash. And if you want to say like Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah, who says since it says minelam twice that you're chayev not only on helim tuma but on helim mikdash as well. He doesn't require that you have Yediyah B'Tchila in order to be Chayiv. So who are we asking according to that holds that you need Yediyah B'Tchila and that you're going to be Chayiv for Helam Mikdash, that we could then ask whether one is Chayiv if he didn't know where the Beis HaMikdash was because he wasn't from Eretz Yisrael. So says Malotzricha Liba the Rebbe, Debay Yediyah B'Tchila U'mechayiv al Helam Mikdash, that we're assuming like Rebbe who holds that you do need Yediyah B'Tchila, and yes, you are Chayiv even for Helam Mikdash, not just for Helam Tumah. Va'amr Yediyah Space Rabbo Shma Yediyah, and Rebbe holds generally things that you learned as a child, even though you didn't associate them with your particular situation, that's called Yediyah. So my, what's the din over here? Kivin the Yada the Ika Mikdash Ba'olam Yediyah Hi is the very knowledge that there is such a thing as a Beis HaMikdash in the world, that is that enough to be called Yediyah Betchila? Or do we assume that since he never knew where the Beis HaMikdash was, he never knew the location of the Beis HaMikdash, so that's going to be called Halama? Take, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Now, if you look at Tosfos, when the Gemara originally asked the question, says Tosfos, the Fima Shepirashti, based on what I've explained previously, the Chashiv Yediyah Masha Hayulo Lishol, that the ability to ask somebody also counts as Yediyah. I mean, when we were discussing the idea of Tuma, that a person doesn't know whether Sheretz or Tzvardeya is Tame. So the Gemara said, well, that's not called V'ne'elam because Zil Kari Beravu. Go ask anybody. Everybody knows the answer to that question. Go ask any little yeshiva boy. So Tosfos assumed that the idea is that when it's Hayul Olishal, since it's Yadua L'Tinokos, everyone knows it and it's easy to ask, that's called Yediya. So Frek Tosfos, is there anyone that doesn't know where the Beis HaMikdash is? You go to Israel, you can ask somebody where the Beis HaMikdash is, they're not going to know. Everybody's going to know where the Beis HaMikdash is. So he says, "L'fi ma shepirashi d'chashiv yediyah mashayil lo lishol sarich lefarish to bizman hazeh mayri." He says that indicates that we must be talking about not bizman shabeis HaMikdash hayakayim, but bizman hazeh shein matzu lishol hechad mekomo, where we don't have the ability to ask. It's not around, so therefore not everyone knows where exactly its makom is. Umikal makom nakat ben bavel. So then, why does it have to mention ben bavel to come to Eretz Yisrael? Just say anybody, right? If it, even a ben Eretz Yisrael doesn't know exactly nowadays, says Tosfos. Lefisha ben Eretz Yisrael begin lahakir Yosef. Still, an Eretz Yisrael dikiyid has more of a sensitivity to where the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be and to where things are, rather than more than a bavel yid. But it's not so well known that it's going to be something that you can just ask any tinok shel beis rabban to find out the answer. V'yesh tema, amay lo chash b'kach v'nelva mechlal diyada k'mo v'nelva me'ene kolchai digabe Torah. And he says, it is a little bit difficult though, why we don't say over here by the same thing that we said earlier in regards to Torah. If you recall, Mary quotes the Sefer Yisa Bracha that explains this kasha of Tosos. That why is the Gemara not poshet the suffek from the Gemara that we said earlier by the Torah, that even though you know that there is a Torah, if you're not makir the value of the Torah, we say v'nelma me'enei kol chai, that that's called halama, not recognizing its value. So we say the same thing over here. Even though you know there is a Beis HaMikdash, since you don't know where it is, that's called ne'elam, that's not called the full yediyah. Why doesn't the Gemara give that answer? Why does the Gemara leave it as a takeover here? Just say that halama doesn't always mean that you don't know the entire concept. Halama sometimes means you don't know enough detail about it. You don't know its full value. And that's a similar drasha to what the Gemara had said earlier. Fine. So that's the end of that question about yediyah. Now we're moving on to the next part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah had said that echra nichnas Zara, so a person who goes into the Azara or the Tosefes HaAzara. And then we said, oh, by the way, how does the Tosefes HaAzara happen? Why is it that you're chayiv for even going into the Tosefes HaAzara? Because there's a whole procedure to be mosif onto the Azara. It's a very serious thing. To be mosif onto the Ira and the Azaros, you need a Melech, a Navi, or a Mutum, Sanhedrin, Shuv Mech, a Shtei Todos, a whole slew of requirements in order to be mosif. So it says Gemara Minani Mili, how do I know you need all these things to be most fun to the Azara? Because the pasuk says, "Ki kol asher ani mareh oscha estavnis hamishkan v'estavnis kol kelav v'chein ta'asu." All that I am showing you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, the way of the building of the Mishkan and all the kelim, v'chein ta'asu. So you shall do. So what's v'chein ta'asu? The Gemara darshins, it means l'doros, that all these same rules of what it takes to build the Mishkan are going to apply l'doros as well. Says Tosos, and Rashi rather, where do you find that we had all these things by the building of the Mishkan? So Rashi writes, Ubimei Moshe duhum melech, v'navi, Moshe was both a melech and a navi, v'achiv kohen gadol, Aaron was kohen gadol, v'urim v'tumim, shivim zakenim, and urim v'tumim and shivim zakenim, you have everything right there. The shivim zakenim were the Sanhedrin HaGadol, so you have all the requirements in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's v'chein ta'asu l'doros carried forward for future generations. Frek Tosfos v'chein ta'asu l'doros v'tema. In Kain Parakamad Sanhedrin Ba'amada Sanhedrin L'Shvatim. In the first Parakamasech Sanhedrin, the Gemara talks about what it takes to establish Sanhedraos Ketanos, right? The smaller Sanhedraos for the Shvatim. The Alfinon Mimoshe Debemakom Ayin Aleph Havakai Levoy Nami Melech V'Navi. And we learn from Moshe that Moshe was in the place of the Sanhedrin Shal Shem Ve'echad. So we learn from there that in order to establish Sanhedraos Shvatim, you need the Sanhedrin Shal Shem Ve'echad to establish the smaller Sanhedraos. Well, why don't we learn from Moshe also that you need a Melech V'Navi, like we're doing over here? We're saying that you need a Melech V'Navi. Why? Because Moshe was a Melech V'Navi. So why don't you learn that you need a Melech V'Navi over there as well? V'od, Avogav da Aron hayu bebinyan Mishkan, v'chi nishalu burim v'tum lasos Mishkan, halakodim shenizkayin Aron adeyam ilum nasa Mishkan. And granted, Aron HaKoyin was by the binyan of Mishkan, but notice when I was reading Rashi, I sort of brushed over that point. That, yeah, by the building of the Mishkan, Aron HaKoyin was there, so he had a Kohen Gadol. What about the Urim V'tumim? Urim V'tumim you had already. Aaron was able to ask the Urim V'tumim. It was before Aaron became the Kohen Gadol at the Miluim that the Mishkan was built. So you didn't really have Aaron consulting with the Urim V'tumim. So Tosfos says, V'kushi Rishona Yesh L'Taretz Da'hacha Marbin and Tfei Mishum D'chziv V'chein Tasu T'mashma Da'asa L'Rabuya Kol Hanach. In terms of the first question of why it is by appointing Sanhedraos Ketanos, we don't apply this drasha about Moshe Rabbeinu to teach me that you need the Melech and the Kohen Gadol and the Navi and all the rest, that's because over here we have a special ribuy in the pasuk to tell me v'chein tasu, that all of the details that were present by the Mishkan should be present by being Mosif on the Irva Azara, should be present l'doros. But by establishing Sanhedraos, we don't have any ribuy in the pasuk to tell me that all of the details should be present over here as well. So that's why we're not going to apply it as broadly. The Tulsus then asks him, Tamar Kalim Nami Nibayu Ayin Aleph, why don't you require 71 for Kalim as well, right? It's not only by the Tavnis HaMishkan, it's Tavnis Kol Kalev, so she requires 71 judges for the Tavnis Kol Kalim as well. Okay, so there are a lot of kashas over here. Also, the Rava had asked from the Kalim, right? That we're not up to that. So let's see the Gemara. Okay, Masav Rava asks Rava on this. So what, again, all we said so far is, how do I know you need all these requirements in order to be Mosif to the year in the Azara? It's from the Pasuk of building the Mishkan and Kol Kalev that we darshim Nechein Tasu as a reboy in the Pasuk, that whatever you had in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, you're supposed to have Lidoros as well. Masav Rava, Kol HaKelim Shasa Moshe Mishichasan Mekadashtan. All of the Kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made, the Mishicha of the Kelim, using the Shemana Mishka to anoint the Kelim, is what gave them Kedusha. Mikan Ve'elech Avodasan Mechanachtan. But from henceforth, after that point, the avoda actually using the kelim in the service in the Beis Hamikdash is what's mechanich them. It's what gives them their kedusha. It's not meshicha b'shem la mishcha. V'amai v'neim v'chein tasu l'doros. Why don't we say the same drasha that it says by the kelim v'chein tasu? So, however, the original kelim were made to be holy. Kelim for later batei mikdash should also be made to be holy in the same way through meshicha. How could we change it? Isn't this against the drasha v'chein tasu l'doros? Frektosos. Why are we only asking on the Kalim? Why don't we just ask on the Mishkan itself? It should say that you should need Mashicha on the Mishkan, on the Mikdash, the Doros, and we should derive that from the Mishkan, because the Mishkan was also Nimshach, B'Shem and HaMishka. Tosfos leaves the question unresolved about the Mikdash. Now, the Marsha is Mevayer, that what Tosfos means to say, that whatever answer the Gemara is about to give for the Kalim is not going to work for the Mikdash. And that's why Tosfos is asking, you should have asked from the Mishkan to the Mikdash rather than just from the Kalim. Because the answer that the Gemara is going to give isn't going to work. So let's see, what is that answer? Shaini Hasam Damakrava Im Shachem Kadesh Osam. The Pasuk says, by the Mashicha, Vayim Shachem Kadesh Osam. And we darshin Osam b'Mashicha v'lol Doros b'Mashicha, that the idea of Mashicha was unique to the Kalim in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's not meant to be carried forward. A miut in the pasuk, not meant to be carried forward for future generations. Maybe Osam means that it's dafka Osam that require only Mashicha, and there's no other way to mekadish them. But maybe l'doros, it's not dafka avoda; it's either avoda or Mashicha. No, we have a special reboy in the pasuk that tells me that the kelim of the future batei mikdash are sanctified through sherus, through actually being used. So you see a special reboy. Once it says Asher Yishrusu to tell me that Avodasan Mechanachtan, why do I need Osam to tell me that it's not the Mashicha that's Mekadesh them? So Ilo Kasarachman Osam, Havamina, Hani, Hudubi Mashicha, Ludoros Mashicha, Uba Avoda. So that's why I need it, because had it not had the miut of Osam, I would have said that the original Kalim in the days of Moshe are sanctified only through Mashicha. Ludoros, it's not only through Mashicha, but also Be'avoda. Because after all, it does say v'chein tasu that it should be done the daros the way it was done in the days of Moshe. So I would have said, continue to do it with Mashicha, or you have the ability of avoda as well. Or actually, what it's saying now is not or, but and, that you need both avoda and Mashicha. Miet rachmana osam, osam b'mashicha v'lo l'doros b'mashicha. That's why we have a meet in the pasuk of osam, osam b'mashicha v'lo l'doros b'mashicha. So now let's go back to what the Tosfos kasha was. Tosfos says the Gemara should have been asking from Mikdash the whole time and not from Kalim, because these answers were given for Kalim don't work for Mikdash. So the Masha explains that when the Gemara says that it says by the Kalim osam, and therefore we have a drasha that osam b'mashicha b'not l'doros, Mishkan is not b'chlal ha-kalim. So it doesn't say in regards to the Mishkan Osam, because if you were to say that the Mishkan was Bechlal the Kalim, then Tosfos' previous Kasha would come right back, where Tosfos says that by the Kalim you should also require Sanhedrin Shel Shem Vechad. The last question we read in the previous Tosfos, Kalim Nami Nibo Shem Vechad, right? So we said no, because Kalim and Mishkan are different. They're not included in the same category. But if you want to tell me that Mishkan is Bechlal Kalim again, so then you're going to be back to that Kasha. So it has to be that Mishkan is not Bechlal Bechlal Kalim. So Osam doesn't work as an answer for the Kalim. And that's why Tulsa is asking, we should have Dafka asked from the Mishkan and not from the Kalim, because we wouldn't have had an answer for the question about the Mishkan. Okay, good. Says the Gemara Vayter. We're at the two dots now in Tezvav Amar Aleph, about 10, 12 lines into the page. Ubishtei Todos. We said that one of the ways of being Mosif on the ear is by using two karbanos toda that they would have. Now, this the Gemara says, Tana, shtei toda sha'amru belachman velo bevisaran. When we talk about the karbanos toda, a karban toda has two parts. There's the animal that's shechted as the karban toda, and then there are the lachme toda, the loaves of bread that go along, the 40 loaves of bread, 30 matzah, 10 chametz, that go along with the karban toda. So when we say that we carry the karban toda around the perimeter of whatever it is that we're trying to be mosif, let's say you want to add on to the city, so the new boundaries, you carry the karban toda around those boundaries, and in that way it adds on to the city. You don't carry the animals, you don't carry the basar, you carry the lechem. It's belachman v'lo b'vsaran. Minanimili, how do we know that that's true? Amar Rav Chisa, damar krava amidah shtei todos gedolos v'taluchos liyamin me'al lechoma. That by the Navi in the Nehemiah says that I took the two todos gedolos, the two big todos, and I went liyamin me'al lechoma, that on the wall on to the right side. So he's describing how he carried it around to be mosif and to be mekadesh the ear. So my gedolos, what's he talking about? The big todos. What do you mean the big todos? Ilim mimin gadol mamish. If he's trying to show off that he took from the biggest type of animal that you can bring, so there's a word for that. Name a parin. Just say I brought a bull. Why do you have to say the big animal? These animals have names, right? Just say parin. Ella gedolos b'minan. Oh no, maybe he means to say that of the min that he took the nicest, fattest, biggest animals within that min. That not just that he took parim, but he took the biggest, nicest parim in the world. Maybe that's what he means. So miyika chashivusa kameshamaya. Well, you think you're going to brag to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you took the nicest min? You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is impressed by that? Vatanya, we have a brisa that tells us that you'll notice something unbelievable, that it says by all different types of karban the same phrase. Nemar ba'olas behema. By na'olas behema, pasuk says, ishe reach nichoach. Ba'olas ha'of, by a much smaller animal, a little bird, it says, ishe reach nichoach. B'mincha, by karban mincha, all it is his flower. Ishe reach nichoach. Why does it say that? Melamed shech ramar bevech ramamen ubevad sheichavin es liba lov shebashmayim. Teaches you it doesn't matter how big it is, as long as you have in kavanah l'shem shemayim. So it doesn't make sense for Nehemiah to be showing off and saying, oh, I have the min ha-gadol. Kodesh Baruch Hu could care less whether you have the min ha-gadol. That can't be what he possibly meant. Elo, what does he mean? Gedola shebetoda. Umayniu chametz. He means the largest of the loaves of the carbon toda, namely the chametz loaves. The tnana toda is above min chametz sein Yerushalmios shein sheish min barios shein shtei efos. It just tells us the amount of flour that was used in making the loaves of the carbon toda, which is five sein based on the measure of a sa'ah. That's the Yerushalmi measure of the sa'ah, which is the equivalent of six sein, the way they would measure a sa'ah in the midbar, which happens to be the equivalent of two efos. The efa shall sit in Esr Misaron, Asar lechametz v'Asar lematzah. It's Esr Misaron in total. They would have 10 to making the chametz loaves and 10 to making the matzah loaves. Now think about it. If b'matzah shloshim minim chalas rikigun revucha, but 30 of the loaves, three different minim, 10 of each min, were made out of matzah. 10 were made out of chametz, and yet the same amount of flour went into the 30 matzah loaves as went into the 10 chametz loaves. Obviously, therefore, the chametz loaves were much bigger. So he wasn't bragging, I took the biggest thing. He was just saying that the part of the karban toda that I used to be most of Aliyah of Al-Azaros was the big part, meaning the big loaves of bread, which were the chametz loaves of bread. That's all he's really saying. Not that he took a bigger animal, and therefore you see that it's not the basar part of the animal that's mosif onto the ear of Azaros, it's the lechem that's mosif onto the ear of Azaros. Now if you look at Tosos, this idea of Echad Amarba v'Echad Amamet, Tosos, is that really true? Don't we have drashos throughout all of Shas where we emphasize the idea of bringing the nicest and the best and the most beautiful? Tosos says, after all, Afgav Da'amar, Gemara says in Yuma Lamedalit, Ha'echad Ha'miyuchad Shebe'edrav V'gabe Paraduma Nami Amrinan She'matzanayim Ena Mitzvah Liftos. house, you find a nicer paraduma, get rid of the old one, be part of the old one, and take the new paraduma. You're supposed to have the nicest, best one. So now we're saying, Echramar bevechramar, Kodesh Baruch Hu could care less whether it's the nicest one or not the nicest one. So he says, no, mikol makom lo yilol despair bekach. Of course, it's the right thing to do is to take the nicest one. That's the mitzvah, that's the requirement. But you don't go bragging that you took the nicest one and gave that to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kibin shem mitzvah bezeh, kamo bezeh, and miskavin l'shem shemayim. Since either one is kashu the mitzvah, so you don't go around being mispa'er, being showing off that you have the nicest one. The Ramban and the Rashba, others are mitarets, the reason the Torah was gozer, they have to bring the muvchar, they have to bring the nicest one, is shaloye mitzvos bezuyos be'enav, is that you should respect the mitzvah. Meaning, this could be partially what Kavanas HaTosos is also, that the idea is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really need the nicer one. Our idea of Karbanos sometimes is a little bit flawed. When we're bringing Karban, it's not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs from us, and this is a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's something that we need to do. And it has to be chashuv in our own eyes. So if a person is an ani and he can't afford very much, and he brings a carbon mincha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amazed with that. He loves it very just as much as the ashir who brings a par. It doesn't make a difference. It's all the same to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as for us it shows a sense of chashivus. So why is it that when we find the nicer one, we're supposed to use the nicest one? Not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could care less as long as our heart is into it. But what gets our heart into it? When we bring what's most chashuv to us, that's an indication of where our heart is. So that's how the Ramban explains that might be a little bit what Tosfos means as well. The Re'im Horovitz is quoted over here in the Birei Adaf. I didn't see it inside, but he's quoted over here saying that that the Gemara means to say that the Hidur is not ma'akev on the mitzvah d'araisa. Certainly there's chashivos in being mahader and bringing the nicest possible thing, but it's just trying to say that it's not ma'akev. It wouldn't be ma'akev anything. Now, Ben Yoyada has an interesting ha'ara. Why does it say echra marba ve'echra mamit? Just say, harmarba kimamit. Someone who brings a lot is like someone who brings a little. What's the solution of echad? Echad amarba ve'echad amamit. So Ben Yoyada wants to say, based on the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, that la'olam yira adam is kolam chetzi zaka v'chetzi chayiv, based on what Chazal say, that a person should always view himself as chetzi zaka v'chetzi, the whole world, not just himself, the whole world, as chetzi zaka v'chetzi chayiv, half the world, it's exactly an even scale of mitzvos and averos, and therefore asa mitzvah achas zichrias kolam kaf zchus, asa avera achas zichrias kolam kaf chova. You do a single mitzvah, you're going to change the world. The single avera is going to chas shom change the world in the other way, and that's what the Gemara is saying. Echad hamarbe. You do a mitzvah echad that's marbe the kaf zuchuyos. Or echad hamamit. Or if you do tshuva on a single avera, and therefore you're mamit the kaf achovos. But use the lashon echad, that even a maisa echad, a single action, whether it's marbe or mamit, whether you're being marbe on the scale on the positive side, or you're being mamit from the negative side, by doing tshuva on a single avera, all of that, as long as b'vachi yichavin libo l'shamayim, it could change the entire world. This is one of the key phrases that the Hasidic movement was founded on. I remember I learned in my Jewish history class in Yeshiva University, Rabbi Rosenzweig told us that echad marbe ve'echad mamit, that was one of the key phrases that it used to be, that there were rabbanim in Europe that were darshaning way above the heads of the laymen, and they didn't understand what was going on, and it was just intellectual pyrotechnics, and people wanted to feel like they had something to contribute. So this was one of the key phrases that they highlighted, that it doesn't, the guy who has an opportunity to learn 12, 14 hours a day, and the guy who works very hard for a living and barely is able to provide for his family, but he tries to learn, and he's mostly nefesh, be able to learn 20 minutes, an hour a day. So it's echra marba vechra mamit, ulvachi chavin libo l'shamayim. It makes the masses feel like they have what to contribute as well. Fine. Amram bar Chama, Eina Zorim Miskadeshes. Oh, just one more thing. This whole idea of the Shtei Todos. So where does it come from? It comes from Nechemia, right? So Maritzchayes asks, Nirbeina, Kivin de Ein Lazer Remez B'Toras Moshe. It doesn't say this anywhere in the Torah. How is Ezra able to be mechadish davar me'ata? How is Ezra able to be mechadish a new din? And he says, don't tell me it was hara. It was a hara as sha'a ha'isa'az tari nikva din zeladaros. Don't tell me it was only a hara sha'a, because this is, we're learning that this is the halacha ledaros when you want to be mosif onto the ir v'azaros. That hosafa to the ir and the azar requires shtei todos. And especially, it's not just that this is a new din in addition to what it says in the Torah. It's hepech din Torah, because achas ne'achalas v'achas nesrafes. One of them is eaten and one of them is burnt. So there's no din in the Torah like that, that you take lach metoda and you burn one and you eat one. And we say al pi navi it's ne'echeles, even though it was already nifsal biyotzei. Al pi navi we allow it to be ne'echeles. How could it be that you're going to be koveh, davrzal alacha kavua, that you're going to take something like this and make it alacha kavua, and it wasn't even a horah shah? So Martzchayis leaves it as a kash, as a major tzarichiyun in terms of the whole process over here. Whether maybe it must have been alacha l'moshe misinai or something that Ezra just committed to writing and put it, but very difficult to understand that this is something that they're mechadesh b'yemei Ezra. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rambam bar Chama, ein azara miskadesh esel b'shiyarei mincha. The azara, when you're mosif onto the azara, you need to use the shiyare mincha. The korban mincha, we know, the main avodah of the korban mincha is the kmitza. Now, the kmitza is just taking 3 fingers full of the mixture of the flour and oil of the korban mincha. What about the rest of the flour and oil? So that all goes to the kohanim. That's what's called the shiyare mincha. It's the bulk of it. But we call it the shiyare, the leftovers. Leftover from the kmitza, which goes to the burnt on the mizbeach. So my time, Kirushalayim, why is it that it's a korban mincha, the shiyare mincha, that it's mekadesh the azara? Because we learn it from being mekadesh the ear, from Yerushalayim. My Yerushalayim, davar anechal ba mekadesha. Just like Yerushalayim, something that's eaten within Yerushalayim is mekadesh, namely the toda. Afazara, davar anechal ba mekadesha. So to the azara, that which is eaten within the azara is mekadesh the azara. Frak the Gemara, atu lach meitoda ba'azara milo mesachli. What, the korban toda is not eaten in the azara? The korban toda is eaten in Yerushalayim and also could be eaten in the azara. Right? Azara is in Yerushalayim. It's within the Chomets Yerushalayim, obviously. So you could eat the korban toda in the azara as well. So how do you know that use the shiari mincha to be mosav on the azara? Maybe use the toda not only to be mosav in Yerushalayim, but to be mosav on the azara as well. So says the Gemara, no, the drush is really as follows. Elok Yerushalayim. My Yerushalayim, davar anechel ba v'yotzi mimena nifsal. Just like in order to add onto Yerushalayim, we have to take something that's eaten in Yerushalayim and only in Yerushalayim, but if it were taken out of that location, it would become pasul. So too, if we want to add onto the Azara, we have to demonstrate what we're adding onto the Azara by using something that if it were taken outside of the Azara, would become pasul. That's the whole point. That's what we're doing. We're walking around the new boundaries of the Azara, or the ear, or whatever it is, and we're demonstrating that we must be Mosif, because otherwise we just posseled whatever it is that we're carrying around the perimeter. So it dafka has to be something that would become nifsal if we took it out. Now Tosos asks a very fundamental question. We use the shiari mincha in order to be mekadesh the azara. Says Tosos, okay, but if you hold that the ein mincha bebama, that you can't bring korban mincha on a bama, how were they able to be mekadesh the Beis Hamikdash in the days of Ezra? So, and the days of Shlomo Melch. So he says, the days of Ezra, Bishlom in the days of Ezra, you could say that you hold Kedusha Rishon and Kitchel Shaitav and Kitchel Asalavo. So the Kedusha was already there. You didn't really need Ezra to be Mekadesh. It was more of a demonstrative type of thing, but it wasn't something that was really needed. The Kedusha was already there. But in the days of Shlomo, in the days of Yeshua, how were they Mekadesh anything? Prior to having the Mikdash, you can't have a Korban Mincha. But you need the Korban Mincha to be Mekadesh the Azara. So what did you do? How did they do it? So it's a vicious cycle. So it says, Tosus Yishlomar, Kivan Shakal Babi Basachas. So it was all Ban Ke'echad. The Kiddush and the Asiyas Korban Mincha were considered to be like similar to the concept of Gita V'yad, Ban Ke'echad. That it all came all at one time. It all came in one shot. And you didn't have one before the other. So frankly, Gemara, Imala Alan Chameitz Af Kan Chameitz. So should we say that if we're really going to learn from how we're Mekadesh and Mosif to the ear, to how we're Mekadesh and Mosif to the Azara, so we should say that just like by being Mosif to the ear, we use Chameitz, right? We said we use the Lach Metoda, the 10 that are Chameitz. So why don't you say that the Shiyare Mincha that you use to be Mosif to the Azara should also be Chameitz and not Matzah? V'tizbra Minchas Chameitz Mi'ika, Frak the Gemara, no, that can't be. There's no such thing as a Korban Mincha that's chametz. The korban mincha, by definition, is not chametz, so it can't be chametz. V'chi teima demach mitzlu l'shirayim u'mekadesh bu. No, maybe you take the shirayim of the korban mincha and you make it, you sanctify it, you make it kadosh. So in that way, it will. I'm sorry, you make it. of course, you make it chametz, and then you makdish the azara using that chametz. So you're right, a carbon mincha generally is not chametz, but maybe you're supposed to make it chametz in order to use it to be makdish the azara. V'aksiv l'safa chametz chalkam. No, because it says you're not allowed to bake it chametz. V'amrei shlakish afil chalkam l'tofa chametz. Even to take a piece, a little portion of the carbon mincha or the shiari mincha and turn it into chametz is an iser. So you're not allowed to do that, and that's why we know that you don't use chametz to be mosif onto the azara. Why is it not possible to use chametz? Why can't you use the following carbon mincha? Use the shtei alechem of Shavuos. The shtei alechem of Shavuos are chametz, and that has the status of a carbon mincha. So why don't we use that to be mosif onto the azaros? Use the shtei alechem of atzeres. Marshai asks, why doesn't the Gemara just say, no, we can't use the shtei alechem of atzeres? We know that you don't have to use the shtei alechem of atzeres, rather, from Shlomo Melch, because Shlomo Melch was mekadesh to be mekadesh on Sukkos. He didn't wait until Shavuos to be mekadesh with the shtei alechem. So obviously, it has to be something that you're able to do on Sukkos, because Shlomo Melch did it on Sukkos. So the Marshal explains, you can't prove anything from Shlomo Melch, because he had everything done. He was ready to get the Beis HaMikdash up and running. So there's no way that you should have to be required to wait all the way from Sukkos to Shavuos when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash right now and you need to get it going, you need to get it running. But when you already have a functioning Beis HaMikdash, and it's just a question of being mosif to the Azara, adding, you know, doing the expansion, so the expansion can wait a little bit. The expansion, maybe you should have to wait until Atzeres. That's why the Gemara doesn't think to prove from Shlomo HaMelech that it's not necessary to wait until Shavuos, to wait until Atzeres. Fine, says the Gemara, so why don't we use the shtei alechem of atzeres? And so Gemara mishum to lo efshar, because it's not really possible to use the carbon of the shtei alechem on Shavuos to be mosif onto the azaros. Why is it not possible? Hechi navad, what do you want to do? So the Gemara is going to suggest five possibilities of how this could possibly play out and show that none of them really work. Possibility number one, Nivnia me'atmol v'nikta she'me'atmol shtei alechem v'shchitas kvasim hudekachi. What do you want to build the extension on Erev Shavuos and be mekadesh on Erev Shavuos, but the shtei alechem, even if you bake it on Erev Shavuos, does not become kodesh until the animals are shechted that go along with it. The animals of the Yontif of Shavuos are shechted, so you can't do it the day before. The shtei alechem are ineffective the day before; they're not yet kodesh the day before, so they can't be used to be mosif on the azara the day before. Okay, possibility number two, Nivni Ameyatmal, maybe build the extension the previous day, v'niktashe ha'idna, and be makdish it right now. Well, be'inun kiddush b'shas ha'binyin. You need kiddush at the time of the binyin, so you can't divorce them from each other in that way by having the construction the day before and the kiddush the following day. The kiddush has to be on the day of construction. As soon as the construction is complete, you have to do the kiddush right away. Okay, possibility number three. Nivna b'yom tov, v'niktashe b'yom tov. Should we build it, do the construction on Yantif, and the kiddush on Yantif as well? Ain't binyin miktash tochi yom tov. No, we have a rule that you're not allowed to do the binyan mikdash on Yantif. Binyan mikdash is not tochi Yantif. So says Gemara possibility number four. Nishavka lebasar hachi v'nivnia v'niktashay. Why don't we leave over the shtei alechem till after Shavuos, build it after Shavuos, and be makdash it after Shavuos with the leftover shtei alechem? Problem is if sila lebelina. Problem is that the shtei alechem are already pasul by the next morning, so they're not going to be effective anymore to be mosif onto the azara. So final possibility, says the Gemara, nivnia mimali yoma v'nishayir beporta dad the kaddish yoma lialter nigre v'niktashe. So why don't we build it all on erev yantif, but just leave a little tiny bit over, like the last nail that you need to bang in, the last something, leave over, and then as soon as the yantif comes, Ad Kaddish Yoma, finish it right as Yantif is beginning, and then you'll be makdish the lechem. And right then, if you finish the job right up against Shkia, and then right away you go and you makdish with the shtei lechem, so that's not called that you're divorcing the binyan from the from being makdish it. No, problem is ain binyan beis hamikdash b'layla. Problem is that you're not allowed to build the beis hamikdash at night. Damar Abayi, minayin shein binyan beis hamikdash b'layla. How do I know that you're not allowed to build the beis hamikdash at night? Shnemar biyom akimas hamishkan biyom akimo b'layla ain makimo. It says biyom akimas hamishkan that you're only only allowed to erect the Mishkan during the day, not during the night. Hilkach lo efshar. So therefore, we have no possibility of how to make this work with the Shtei Alechem. So it has to be that whatever Karban Mincha we're using to be mosif onto the Azaros is not the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos. It has to be some other Karban. And Mela, it's got to be something that's not chametz, that's matzah, because no other mincha is chametz besides for the Shtei Alechem. So that's how we know that we don't derive from the being mosif on the ear with the Karban Toda, that just like that's with chametz, so to being mosif on the Azaros with the minchas with chametz. We do not make that derivation because it's simply impossible to use chametz to be mosif onto the Azaros. Very important Tosos. Ein binyan beis hamikdash belayla, says Tosos. V'chein ein adoch yom tov. Our Gemara said explicitly, binyan beis hamikdash is neither done at night nor is it done on yantiv. Frek Tosos in Tomav Rosh Hashanah Perak Yom Tov and Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gabe Hadatnan Yom Anaf Kulo Aser Kamar Hasam Di Ivni Belayla Di Ivni Bechamesar. The Gemara discusses in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed about how it used to be when the Karban Omer was brought, that's when Chadash became mutter. The Tvua Chadasha only became mutter at the bringing of the Karban Omer. But then there were gozer that Yom Anaf Kulu Asad. Since we don't have the Karban Omer anymore, really Meikra Adin, the Etzem Hayom should be Matir the Chadash. As soon as day begins, the Chadash should become mutter. But there were gozer that the entire second day of Pesach is going to be Asr anyway. Even though it should have been mutter right away at the beginning of the second day of Pesach, the Chadash is Asr the entire second day, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, what are we worried about? Why did we make this Gezeira? Because Mehera Yibana Amigdash, next year the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt, and what's going to happen? Everyone's going to say, oh, last year we were allowed to eat the Chadash right away in the morning. So people are going to start eating the Chadash right away in the morning also. They're not going to realize now there's a Beis Hamikdash, you need to wait for the Karban Omer to be brought. So therefore we make it every single year that the Chadash only becomes mutter after the whole second day is over for that one year, the first year that the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, where people might make mistakes. So the Gemara starts discussing over there, wait a second, when is the Beis HaMikdash going to be rebuilt exactly, that people are going to get confused and not get the information out that they need to wait till the Karban Omer? So the Gemara goes through all these possibilities. It says, oh, maybe Ivni B'Leila, it's going to be built the night before. Ivni B'Chameser, it's going to be built on the 15th day of Nisan, which by the way is Pesach, Yantiv. The Gemara goes through all these possibilities of when the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Fractosos, our Gemara says, you can't build it on Yantiv, can't build it at night. And that Gemara goes through all these possibilities of being built on Yantiv and being built at night. So it says, Tosos, Yishlomer Dahainu Beis HaMikdash to La Asid, Sho Asoy Me'elav Bidei Shemayim. He says, that must be the Beis HaMikdash. The third Beis HaMikdash is different. That comes on its own, Bidei Shemayim. Kedusiv Mikdash Shem Konu Yadecha V'chein Mefarish Medrash Tanchuma. That third Beis HaMikdash is not going to be built by human hands. It's going to come down from Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is building third Beis HaMikdash. The Me'iri says, no, the Gemara is talking about in a situation where there's a special tzivur shemayim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to build it on Yantiv as a Haraz Shah, or to build it at night, so then you're allowed to build it on Yantiv, build it at night. But as a general rule, in being mosif onto the ear and the Azaros, so we're not allowed to do that at night or on Yantiv. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with third base of English and tells us that we have to do it, so Haraz Shah, we're allowed to do it. Now, why does the Me'iri say that? Why doesn't he just say like Tosos? So the Me'iri probably doesn't say like Tosos, because the Me'iri in general follows the Shitos of the Rambam. And the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos writes that the whole idea, that the whole reason we have a Masechta called Maseches Midos, which describes the layout of the Beis HaMikdash, is so that we're going to be able to know when the third Beis HaMikdash needs to be built, how to build it. We have a Masechta in Shas that's instructive how to build third Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam clearly holds it's not going to come down from heaven. We're going to have to do it. So the Me'iri, who goes B'shitas Rambam, is not comfortable with Tosfos' answer. Okay, says the Gemara, we're at the two dots. U'b'shir, they would also have shir in order to be mosav on the ear of the Azaros. Tan Rabbanan, shir shel toda, the shir of the Karban Toda, b'kinoros, b'nevolim, b'tzaltzalim, all these different types of instruments, al kalpina, opina, v'al kaleven gadol shem Yerushalayim, in every corner and on every stone in Yerushalayim, v'omer, and they would say, aramimcha Hashem kidi l'sani, the shir shel pagayim, and they would also say the shir shel pagayim. What's that? Well, the Gemara will say in a second. The Yesham Shir Shal Nagaim. Some say they would say the Shir of Nagaim, which happens to be the same thing as the Shir Shal Pagaim, but the Gemara is going to identify it right now. Mandi Amar de Nagaim, the one that says that they would call this chapter of Tehillim. The Shir of Nagaim is the Chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Vinega lo Yikrav Ba'alecha. That chapter in Tehillim happens to say Tilim Sadi Aleph happens to say Vinega Lo Yikrav Alecha Umandi Amar Pigaim, the one that calls it the Shir Shal Pagaim, the Chsiv Yipol Mitzidcha Aleph Va'omer Yoshi B'Sesh Elyon Mitzal Shaka Yislonon Ad Kiyata Hashem Machzi Elyon Tzamtom Alonecha V'chozev Yomer Mizmal David B'varchum Ibn Afshal B'no Hashem Ma Rabu Tzare Adla Hashem Yeshua Alam Chavir Chesach Chesela. So these are the different psukim that they would sing when they were being mosif onto the ear and the azaros. Rabbi Shimon Levi Yomer Lulahani Krai V'gani. Rabbi Shimon Levi would say these psukim when he went to sleep because he felt that it protected him when he went to sleep. The Shir Shal Pagayim he would say when he went to sleep. So Hechi Yavad Hachi. Frankly, how is he allowed to do that? V'amar Rabbi Shimon Levi Asul Shrapos B'Divrei Torah. A person is not allowed to use Divrei Torah as a refuah. So how are you allowed to use psukim as a way of protecting yourself? You're not supposed to use Torah as some type of skula, right? You're not supposed to use it in that way. So Tosa says, what are you talking about? The Gemara in Shabbos says that if you have a one-day-old fever, you should say, Vayar Malach Hashem Elav, Vayar Malach Hashem Elav, and you should quote, you should say certain psukim. So Tosa says, yeah, that's because of sakana. But Malkum sakana, you could do whatever you need to do. But otherwise, you're not allowed to use the Torah for refuah. So answers the Gemara, Lahagin Shaini. He's not using for refuah. He wasn't sick. He was using it to protect him at night, so he's allowed to use Divrei Torah. Velik yamar aser di'ika maka, so it must be us. So when do you say that it's aser, that you're not allowed to use it? When you have some sort of wound and you're trying to cure that wound. So frek the Gemara, no, if you have a wound, idika maka aser vesulo. If you have some sort of wound, you have some sort of injury, it's only aser, that's all we're going to say about it, is that it's aser. It's much worse than aser to use Divrei Torah to try to heal a wound. Vatnan halochish alamaka, ein lo chelik lo maba. Forget about being aser. This isn't stam and iser. This ain't lo chelik lo maba. That he says, no, Rabbi Yochanan says, Barokik Shanu, that we're talking about a case where you actually use saliva to spit on it and then say psukim, so the whole mystical heebie-jeebie type of procedure. We're not maskir shem shemayim ala rakika. That's where we're going to say that in l'chelik l'olam haba. Otherwise, we just say that it's time us to use Divrei Torah as a refuah. Okay, we will stop here. A good luchadish.